Hopefully a bit of respect will be shown here, Middo. But anyway, conduct the interview.
Morning, Cookie. How are you?
Good morning, mate. Laurie Daly, congratulations on last week, mate. Great tip, great value for everyone too.
Thank you very much, Damon. You know what I've always said about you, mate? You're very, very humble in defeat. And those words coming from you just, you know, mean so much.
And you're so humble in victory too.
Well, I've had to get used to it this year at the moment.
Tell me what happened up there at Dubbo, Cookie.
I think we lost it in the first 20 minutes, to be honest. I think they just ran harder and tackled harder. And that's where they go so well. You know, they're not going to throw too much at you, the Raiders, but what they do is they do the physicality battle, and then off the back of that, they'll get some offloads, and their second phase footy is really good. So, mate, the players like Rapana, they had a great game, Kotrick, damage, and Big Pat, I thought he was outstanding in his 250th game for the club. So, he definitely showed up, and I think that's where the battle was lost.
Cookie, how frustrating is it through this period? Again, you know, the media writing things like, you know, you guys are missing Wayne Bennett, or the decision to let Adam Reynolds go. Like, I know from a player's perspective, when you don't play as well as you like, and you do get beaten, sometimes it's just that. But everyone likes to dig further and make it bigger than what it is. How's the feeling around the group, and how do you deal with that in-house from your coach to, you know, yourself being a senior player and some of the leaders at the group, in the group?
Yeah, to me personally, and I'm sure a few others too, we're just more frustrated how we're playing. We know we can be a lot better. We're in the same position we were in 2020, where we were same amount of wins, same amount of losses, and made the prelim. And last year we had a lot of noise about after we got beat by some big scores against Melbourne and Penrith in the middle of the year and made the grand final. So I think we're pretty good at dealing with that outside sort of noise and just understand it's only up to us to fix it and worry about what we're doing in between those four walls at Redfern and just looking for consistency at the moment. I think that's the most important thing. I think with Raiders, you know, they lost a fair few games at the start, started playing with no fear. Next thing you know, they've won a couple in a row and playing with confidence, and it was a very dangerous side to play against. So that's where we are. We just need to get a couple of wins in a row, confidence in our game plan, and get some momentum from that.
Yeah, you're right. In terms of Cookie, you can turn it around, and I think the Raiders have shown that. You know, they were struggling, and they've now won three in a row, and the confidence is back. But the thing that concerns me, mate, is that I reckon you've identified the same thing consistently. So why hasn't it changed? Why haven't you been able to turn it around?
Well, that's probably the frustrating part about it. And I think when in doubt, we've gone back to some old ways, or hoping that our left side can pull something together to score a try. We're getting behind on the scoreboard and panic a little bit, and that's a big one that we in the last couple of years has never been an issue for us. You know, when get a couple of tries down, and we're starting to throw the ball out, throw some offloads we don't need. And that's where we've actually, you know, just if we do let a couple of early tries in, we just got to regroup, come back together, and get stick to our process and our game plan. And at the moment, there's just a little bit of panic there when we do get scored against, we go out of our game plan. And it only takes a couple of errors, a couple of players to go away from that. And, you know, we can lose our momentum in the game pretty quick.
Yeah, because you've got the worst completion rate in the comp, and you've made more errors than any other teams. And I'm sure you just talk about that every week. And you just can't obviously tuck the ball under your arm either. You've got to play a little bit of footy. But it's just, it's hard, I suppose, when you know what the problem is, but you haven't got the answer for it. Or you have got the answer, but you can't do it.
That's right. I'm definitely confident it'll click and it'll all come together. But, at the moment can be a little bit frustrating, because I know how hard the team works and what they can do. But at the moment, we can't, worry where we are at the moment. Good thing is, the comp's, quite open. We're seeing some teams get beat by other teams we probably weren't going to expect. So where we're sitting, obviously, still in the eight. And, we're not playing our best footy. And at the moment, mate, the most errors and the worst completion rate is just, we're just working way too hard than we have to. We're doing too much defence, and then on the flip side, we get to the end of the games and we're trying to attack, and you know, the big boys, after doing so much work, we're getting tired. So we're just hurting ourselves at the moment.
Clarkie's Tigers this week. You get Mark Nichols back. Cameron Murray, is he certain to play, Cookie? Or how far away is he?
I'll be forcing him to train today, I think. it'd be great to have back both of them. Mark is a very underrated player, I think. Not within our group, but it'd be great to have him back in the side. And if Cam, we don't want to push it, but if we can get him back, obviously we know what he can do in the middle of the field too, so that'd be great as well.
And I guess Indigenous round as well, it brings out a lot in your club in particular.
It does. We've got, especially where we are, based at Redfern, massive Indigenous community, and I think, we're just, South Sydney, there's so many superstars that have come out of this team, Indigenous background, currently playing. Obviously, Latrell won't be there this weekend, which he'd be pretty devastated about. The likes of Nathan Merrick, Greg Inglis, now Cody at the moment, Alex Johnson, there's heaps of them. And they set a great example for the younger Indigenous generation. So it's a very proud weekend for us. And, we definitely go out there. It's one that we, on the calendar, we circle and we look forward to and making sure we put on a good show for them.
Speaking of Latrell, buddy, have you heard how he's travelling overseas and when's he due back?
Oh, mate, looked all right. He was outside the White House yesterday. doing tourists yesterday, so it looked like he's enjoying himself, which was good to see because he had been putting in a lot of hard work over there with that guy, looking after his hamstring. So they've been working really hard, every day, a couple of sessions a day. So he's looking good, he's feeling good, and I think he's enjoying himself, which is important too, so he can come back nice and refreshed and ready to go.
You get through this weekend and then you've got Origin, Cookie. You must be excited about the series. And it looks as though, without Latrell and Tommy T, a new centres combination for New South Wales. But it's exciting because some young guys are going to get an opportunity.
Yeah, mate. Origin's obviously back around and it'd be great to have that opportunity again. And, lately there has been some big injuries. With Turbo and Latrell, which was so good for New South Wales last year, Yeah, you're right. There's been some, especially in that centre position, we've seen some great players playing some great footy at the moment. People talking about, Crichton and Katoni Staggs. They've got playing some really good footy. I can even speak about, Campbell Graham here. He's just, I think he's definitely built for it. He's someone who I look for, in our games every week. When we need to get out of trouble, I look for him in those yardage carries. He's strong in defence. He's got such a big carry on him that he's going to give momentum as well. So he's someone I always look forward to get us out of trouble. And no doubt I reckon he'd do that jersey proud as well. But whoever Freddie picks, make sure we just go out there and make sure we win the series again.
And Loz, we've got to give Cookie a rap. The way he chased down your mate Jack White, and they're the effort areas you talk about.
That's what you're looking for as a coach. You want all those areas. And Cookie's been a standout for South Sydney this season. And, all those effort areas you talk about. Because it doesn't require skill. It just requires you to turn up with a strong mentality to the game to do all the little things well and compete. And that's exactly what Cookie's doing. And you look at Cookie's numbers this year, not only with the ball, but, he's made more tackles than any other player in the NRL this season. So obviously he's getting targeted in the middle. But to still have the ability to chase down and stop tries, because stopping tries is just as important as scoring them.
You can bag him again now.
Stop patting me on the
back. No, I'll get back to bagging your cookie. Anyway, what do you got today?
I've got race 4, number 2, Wild Chat.
Ah, there you go. That was Adam Pengilly's tip.
Oh,
Wild Chap, race 4, number 2, $2.80. Jeez, your favourite tab.
You're struggling when you've got to follow the tipsters now, like, Cookie. You're not picking your own.
I like the, who are you tipping in that race? I like the number 1 as well.
I'm going to go number 4. J-Mac, C. Waller.
Kirkby. Okay, so Cookie on Wild Chap, Loz on Kirkby. There you go. Yours is a $4.40 on the second line of betting, Loz.
So I go value.
Oh, please. A Cookie. Thank you, mate.
No worries.
And good luck against the Tigers, and hopefully we'll see you in Origin Camp. I'm sure we will.
Cheers, guys.
Good luck, Cookie.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.